Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Butler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody Holm. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Roetker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Thevenot. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGuire. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. McGuire steals second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holm for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch takes first base on ball four. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Butler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Frisch. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Rutger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thevenow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Holm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hafey. Webb reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 1 in the game. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Waddy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 1 in the game. Holm hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone strikes out. There goes Butler. The throw from Wilson to Thevenow, and Butler is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Frisch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Frisch reaches second base with a double. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frisch moves to third. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bottomley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frisch scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Chick Haefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefe is 0 for 1 in the game. Haefe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 0 for 1 in the game. Roetger hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone fires to first and picks off Haefe. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 2 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGuire moves to second. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenow is 0 for 1 in the game. Thevenow hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Roetger. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Douthat, who is chasing the ball. Grimm reaches third base with a triple. Stevenson scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball towards left field. Haefe fields the ball and throws to home. Wilson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Wilson. Grimm scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-3, Cubs. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Roetger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-2 in the game. Douthat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0-for-2 in the game. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Haid now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Holm juggles the ball. That's an error on Holm. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McGuire bunts towards the mound. Haid fields it and throws to first for the out. Beck moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beck scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Haefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefe is 0-for-2 in the game. Haefe hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 0-for-2 in the game. Roetger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenow fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy High pinch hits for Tommy Thevenow. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Harper pinch hits for Hal Hade. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Charlie Root now pitching. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 3 in the game. Douthat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 3 in the game. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bottomley hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hafey hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Carlisle Littlejohn now pitching. Rabbit Moranville now playing shortstop. Kiki Kyler pinch hits for Charlie Root. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 4 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Freddie McGuire. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Douthat. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Bill Shirtle now pitching. Mike Gonzalez pinch hits for Earl Webb. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.